Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
With a number of trials happening this weekend, there's a lot to watch, but I'll tell you what, if you're in the Canberra region and you've got a bit of spare time on Saturday afternoon, obviously the Roosters play the Raiders, which will be a cracker anyway. It looks like the Roosters are going to play close to a full squad minus Luke Keary and a couple of others. Canberra Raiders, I haven't actually seen their team yet, but I would imagine they would go pretty close to full strength, so that'll be a good game regardless. But the game before that, now I haven't seen the Canberra reserve grade side that they're putting out, but the New South Wales Cup trial between the Bears, which is, of course, the Roosters reserve grade. In this Roosters team, there's a couple of... Sorry, in this Bears team, I should say. There's a couple of really talented guys that I think are worth watching. The fullback's obviously Brad Abbey, a guy that played NRL before. As a young bloke, had an exceptional amount of talent, has bounced around a ridiculous amount of systems. We're still waiting to see how his career is going to pan out, but he's one to watch. He's on the lower end of the scale of guys I'm interested in. In the centres, you've got Tony Sertini, a guy that's bounced around a heap in New South Wales Cup. I've always thought he's a guy that could play first grade. He's just never managed to get a shot. I imagine he's on his last chance here. I think he's 28 years old now. He's not young. He needs to, if he's going to play first grade, it's really starting to pass him. So he's under a bit of pressure. But those two, they're on the lower end of the scale of guys I got to watch. Now, here comes a heap of young guys that this will be your first chance to see them play a lot of their footy live. Now, first of all, you've got Joseph Suaalii. He looks like he's going to play left centre in this game. He's definitely one to watch. I wouldn't be shocked to see him spend some time at fullback. Obviously, there's been a heap of hype around this guy, and if you are going to be at this trial and you are going to get there, it kicks off at 2 p.m. this game. So if you are going to be there, let me know, because I'd love to have a chat to you. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to stream this one. If I can, it is one that I will definitely make sure I'm able to watch. So Joseph Suaalii playing centre, he'll be the first guy I'll be watching. Then you've got the halves. Now, playing 5'8 is Ronald Volkman. This is the guy I talked about last week who played in the Roosters trial. Did really good things. He's a guy that I've been watching playing Union for about 3 or 4 years at a high school near me. This kid has just got something else. He reminds me of Anthony Milford at his absolute best. He's just got that strong ass, strong legs. He's hard to bring down, and he's got a skill set that's unbelievable. The touch that he has on some of his kicks is like very few guys that are around in rugby league at the moment. Ronald Volkman, he's a guy to watch. I mentioned him last week. Keep an eye on him on this game. His halves partner is, of course, Sammy Walker. This is the fellow that he's one of the Walker boys. I'm not sure which of the brothers he's the son of, but obviously Chris Walker's nephew from the Walker family up there on the Gold Coast. And Sam's obviously come down for the Roosters. He's got an unbelievable highlights package of him coming out of high school and whatnot. Looks really impressive. The Roosters have got huge raps on him. This is a guy that I'm really looking forward to seeing play against men. He hasn't really done that yet, and people have told me that I'm a hater and all this. That's completely fine. Say whatever the hell you want. It's a completely different game playing against men. I'm not bagging Sam Walker. What I'm saying is that he needs to be tested, and this will be a good test for him playing against his Canberra side. I don't know what it looks like, but they're not 18-year-olds. They're not all going to be 18-year-olds. So it's a good test for Sam Walker to see how he goes, see how he handles the physical side of the game. The Roosters, they're making all the right noises, same as they were with Kyle Flanagan last year. We know how that ended. So worth watching this to see those two halves go together, two young fellas controlling this side with a lot of older heads around them. So it'll be interesting. At nine, you got Freddie Lussig, a really talented player. A lot of people have a lot of raps on him, a good little hooker, a guy that could break into the NRL. I think he played a little bit last year from memory. Didn't overly impress me, but a lot of people have raps on him, so he's a guy to watch. Now, this is where it gets interesting. They got a front rower there, Fletcher Baker, a guy that I've had my eye on for a little bit. Really do like him. He's a solid footballer, but it's the back row that I'm really interested in. Number 11 is Egan Butcher. This is a guy that I think is going to be a superstar in rugby league. The younger brother of Nat Butcher. I do believe he's a better footballer than Nat. He's just waiting for an opportunity. I'm not sure if it's going to come at the Roosters. You've obviously got Angus Crichton. You got Satili there. So you've obviously got his brother as well. So it is going to be tough for him to break into this side. I wouldn't be shocked if you see Egan leave this system over the next few years, but I guarantee you he is going to be a superstar, Egan Butcher. He's definitely one to keep an eye on. I believe he'll be on the left edge. And then they've got the 13, Max Bailey. Another guy that's been in this system for a couple of years, another kid that I really like, Max Bailey, another name to watch. On the bench, another kid there, Josh Ralph, is another one that I've liked for a couple of years. He's got a bit of talent. But there's a number of guys in this forward pack, Egan Butcher, Max Bailey, Fred Lussick, Fletcher Baker. I think these are guys that you need to be keeping an eye on. They could be anything over the next few years. The two halves, honestly, they could be anything. Volkman, I've seen with my own eyes. I saw him play against the Tigers last week. I know he can handle the physical side of the game. He's a kid that has got so much talent, it's not even funny. I told you to put him in your black book last week. If you can find a way to find this game, stream it, go there, watch some highlights, do whatever. Keep an eye on this kid because he can play. Obviously, partnered with Sam Walker, which we spoke about. Really good test for Sam Walker. You're all telling me he's going to play first grade this year and be successful. You all told me the same thing about Kyle Flanagan last year when I said, be patient. As good as he is, playing NRL is fucking hard. We know how that unfolded. Just take your time with Sam Walker. Get an eye of him. Watch him actually play against adults instead of playing against teenagers at high school. It's a completely different game he's about to enter. He's just had a year of playing no footy either. He's in a really tough circumstance, same as Kyle Flanagan was last year, yeah. Joseph Suwali is the other one to watch, of course. A kid with just superstar written all over him. Another guy that I just want you guys to be patient with. I don't think he's going to start round one. I think you'll see him around the origin period. There's a lot of mouths to feed in that Roosters back line, so I don't expect to see him early. I expect that you'll see a lot of these guys at the back end of the season. Volkman, I think you'll probably see next year or even the year after potentially. But this is a game that if you can get to, I would highly advise you get to it if you're in the Canberra region. If you can't get to it, see if you can find a stream. I'll let you know if I find one because there are a couple of guys that could be superstars in the NRL over the next few years playing in this game. 2 p.m. in Queanbeyan.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.